Well, good morning, everyone. This is John Alls. I want to welcome you back to a radio broadcast on behalf of Independence Baptist Church. Now, what we normally do is we go through and we'll do a message. We'll share a message from Pastor Reynolds. We want to do things just a little bit different this week. What we've done just recently is we've went through and we've actually redone our church's website. And in doing so, we've put a lot of links out for the articles and the tracts and the books that we've written at Independence Baptist Church. Some of which include a book called The Attributes of God. We've got one that deals with a statement of faith here at Independence Baptist Church. We've got the Old Black Book, which deals with the King James Bible. We've got the 6,000-year-old Earth. We also have one that talks about what to look for in a church. And in going over these books, we kind of wanted to take a little bit of time in the radio broadcast to step through some of these books and kind of give you an idea of what's in them and why they were written, kind of where we were coming from when the books were written. So what I've got today, I've got Pastor Reynolds here with us, and we're going to kind of ask him some questions and kind of ask him, you know, where he got the idea for the books. And I've kind of went through it, and we've got some highlights in each one of the books that we kind of want to ask about. Now, what I've done for this week is we've kind of picked on the book called What to Look For in a Church. It's something that a lot of people are in the midst of doing, and so we thought this might be a good one to start with. So if I don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and introduce Pastor Reynolds. How are you doing today, Pastor Reynolds?
I'm doing fine. Had a great day.
Good. Glad to hear it. What I've got, of course, you know kind of the idea of what we're doing here, but we've got this book called What to Look For in a Church, and if you don't mind, I'd like to just kind of ask you kind of where the idea came from for the book. You know, kind of why did you pick this particular topic?
Well, I get many emails, and in the course of time, I received an email from an individual asking, how can you tell a good church from a bad church? How can you tell which church to go to? And so in thinking about that, I realized that, well, there is a lot of different kind of churches out there. There's churches that believe about everything you can think of. Some churches are known for this, and some churches are known for that. And how do you really find the kind of church that Jesus established? How do you really find that kind of church? And understand that everybody at one time or another has had to go through some of this. I know there's been times when I've been between churches, as you could say, when I wasn't pastoring, that I was looking for a church to go to. And sometimes churches change. Their personalities change. And so you just want to find a church that you can worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And that's the whole thing. Just remember that everybody one time or another falls into that category of looking for a kind of church where they can worship the Lord. So that's kind of how it came about.
Okay. And like you said, there's pretty well everybody's been in the position at one time or another, mm-hmm. you know, what to look for in a church. Well, as I kind of read through this book, and we're not going to go through all of it, you know, it's out there for anybody to pull down off the website free of charge if they want a copy of it. But to kind of give them an idea of what's in it. You know, when you start your book, I found it kind of interesting. The very first, I guess what I'd call the very first page after your introduction, of course labeled what not to look for in a church is really what the category is. And you read down through that, and you've got several different things. You say what not to look for, and in the back you've got what to look for in a church. But kind of interesting that leading into what not to look for in a church, the first thing you've got there is friendliness. So are we saying that, you know, we don't want to a friendly church? Is that what we're saying?
Well, no. Well, I'm not saying we don't want to be a friendly people. Because God's people ought to be friendly, but we need to understand that a lot of people are friendly. Now, I've not been down to the beer halls, but I got a notion those folks down there are pretty friendly. So that's not the right thing to look for. I also know that some cults are known for love bombing, or that's what they call it, and they take a person that's in trouble or looking for solutions to life's difficulties, and they will take them under their wing, and they will do all kinds of things just to help them or to try to encourage them. But they're not the Lord's church. They're a cult. A lot of cults do that. And so that's why I started out with that one, I guess. A lot of people want to look for a friendly church. Well, Independence Baptist Church is a very friendly church. If you ever come one time, you'll know that's for sure. But there's more to a church than just being friendly.
Okay, that makes sense. So again, when somebody would first look at this, it's not that the church shouldn't be friendly. It's like you said, yeah, the church, the people of Christ should be friendly.
Yes.
But that's not the main thing you're looking for. Yeah, I see
right.
What you're saying. And which kind of leads us into the second thing that you say, what not to look for in a church, which kind of, in a way, goes along with friendliness. It's a little bit different, but it's something I think a lot of people are looking for. And you've said what not to look for in a church is support and encouragement.
Right. A lot of times people, when they're really discouraged and down and out, or maybe they're facing a death, had a death in their family, or facing sickness or illness, and they're looking for somebody just to support them and help them and encourage them through those times. Well, we need support. And we need encouragement. We need to encourage one another. But you remember that King Ahab was supported by his wife, and she was not a very good lady. And so that's not really the thing that you're looking for. However, it is good to bear each other's burdens. We don't have to say that.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, it's like you said, again, it's the same thing as a friendliness. It's not necessarily that your church shouldn't be supportive, because they should be, but that's not the only thing you're looking for, because if they're supportive, but they're supporting you in the wrong way or not teaching you things that are edifying, I think about the verse that talks about, you know, things needing to edify. We need to edify and uplift each other. You can be supportive in what somebody's doing and pushing them in the wrong direction. Yeah, so I see exactly what you're saying. Well, we'll do one more in here that talks about what not to look for, and then we'll go talk about some of the stuff that we should be looking for in a church. I think this is one that I know, as I've talked to people that are asking around about a church, and this one seems to come up more and more and more, but it talks about what not to look for in a church: fun, games, recreation, and entertainment.
Well, you always want to go to the church with the biggest Sunday school, don't you? Or the church with the latest gimmick, the latest draw, the latest good pie supper. That's what folks are looking for. Well, that's really not the thing. Because you think about a lot of secular organizations can have a lot of fun and games and recreation. There are ball games. There's nothing wrong with a ball game. But that's not what a church is for. There's nothing wrong with playing soccer or whatever other game you want to play. But that's just not what a church is for. And I've found that if you draw folks with those kinds of gimmickry things, you're going to have to keep it up to keep them. And as soon as you stop the fun and games, they're out the door and you've not helped them. And we need to help people spiritually to find Christ, because that's the most important thing of all. He's eternal. And these fun and games, well, that's just temporary. But I want to say here too, at Independence Baptist Church, we enjoy being together. We enjoy the company of each other. And we have a lot of fun together. But our worship is what counts more than anything else.
Yep, very good. And as a member of Independence Baptist Church, I can definitely agree with the fact that when we get together, we have a good time. And a lot of that, and able to have a good time, is the fact that it's the, I think about the song, "Blessed be the tie that binds." Christ is our center. And we enjoy and have a good time around worshiping and serving the Lord. And we enjoy each other's company. What I'd like to do, I guess, Brother Wayne, if you've got a minute here, in the back half of the book, it talks what to look for in a church. Of course, we've kind of covered the things that we aren't necessarily out to get, I guess. You know, a church should be friendly. It should be supportive. We should have a good time together, but those aren't the main things. So I guess I'd ask you just to kind of list a few things that that you do would say we should be looking for in a church?
I would say one of the very first things that you want to look for in a church is a church that believes the Bible is God's word and want to obey it. I think that's the main thing. Because if you don't have the Bible as a standard or a foundation, you don't have anything. Or you got something that's going to change with the next generation. But the Bible, God's word, is eternal. And it's true, and it doesn't change for anybody. We must change to fit the Bible. And so I think that's one of the most important things. I think next is a church that understands the truth about who Jesus Christ is. Because Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God, born of a virgin. He came into the world to live the perfect life, die the perfect death, to shed His perfect blood, that we might have a perfect eternal salvation. So I think that's important to know those things about Jesus Christ. Ought to be preaching the gospel. I think a church ought to be preaching the gospel of Christ and not be ashamed of it. It is the gospel that brings salvation. And without salvation, there's not eternal life. And that kind of gets me back into the fun and games thing. If all you have is fun and games down here and a person dies and goes to hell, that's a terrible waste. Yeah. So churches ought to be preaching the gospel, standing for the truth, and standing for the things that God wants us to stand for, not be ashamed of it. Scriptural baptism is another one of those things that we ought to stand for, because that is the door unto the Lord's church, and that's the place where we can be found faithful to the Lord. And of course, we ought to be faithful to the Lord in His church. We ought to be separated from worldliness. My, the list goes on and on. But I think the main thing is that we would believe the Bible is God's Word, adhere to it, stand by it, stand true to it, and live our lives according to what the Bible said. Because He's our judge, He's our King, He's going to judge us out of that book one of these days.
Yeah, that's very good. Very good. You know, a couple things that I'd throw in there as you was talking. Of course, you talked about the truth about the Bible, and it's like you said, if you're centered around God's Word, then the other stuff is going to start falling into line.
Yes, it will.
You know, now if you're studying this and you're studying that and you're off, you know, you think about some of the religions that they've taken things outside of the Bible and they're considered as important as the Bible, then you're heading off in the wrong direction.
Absolutely.
You've got to be Christ-centered. You've got to be surrounded around His Word. And you talk about the truth about Jesus Christ. You know, unfortunately, in this day and age, there's a lot of religions that say they preach Jesus Christ, but they don't see Jesus Christ as I see Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You know, it's either He's an angel that became good enough, or He's a man that became good enough. And, you know, although we believe that Christ was man, we also believe that Christ is God and has always been God. Not that He attained to that, but you know, when you get somebody that preaches, yeah, we believe Jesus Christ, you know, unfortunately in this day and age, that, you know, you got to be careful what they're preaching when they say stuff like that.
Yeah, Satan is very, very smart. He's not very wise, but he's very, very smart. And so he knows that people want to follow Jesus Christ, and so he will change his words around any way he wants to make it fit whatever people want to hear. Yep. But remember that Jesus Christ is come into the world, and He is God, and that every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. This is that spirit of Antichrist.
Yep.
So we need to preach Christ and preach Him true.
That's true. Yeah. Well, Brother Wayne, I appreciate your time today. We will be doing this again soon, I think, but I do appreciate your time. I want to remind everybody that to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m., for another message from God's Holy Word, and also take this opportunity to remind you to log into our website at www.independencebaptist.org. Any of these books that I've mentioned are free to be downloaded. So feel free to log in and pull down a copy and read the entire thing. Again, we do want to thank you for coming, and we will see you again next Sunday.